Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson and talk through the Bible by Bruce Wickinson. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you. with you and right along beside you. Amen. So at this time, I just want to say a short prayer and invite the Holy Spirit. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, at this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God, is worth.
you are welcome here. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Strong and mighty, he will show. Yes, he will. All you gotta do is hold on to me.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Hold on to me.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
He will make a way for you.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
And I know he will see it through.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
You see, he's a mighty good God. Oh, yes,
he
is.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Amen. Hold on to the hem of his garment. Holy God, there is none like you, none holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. No one is even close to you. I praise you as the Lord, my God, and I consecrate myself before you to be holy as you are holy. I lift up your name, for you are the one who is high and lifted up and who lives within eternity and is called Holy God. You dwell in a high and holy place, yet you also dwell with those who are contrite and of a humble heart. In your holiness, you revive the lowly and comfort the hurting. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you greet us. He makes clouds rise from the earth, sending lightning with the rain, and Lord, you greet us. Greater than all, greater than all, your
Your love endures forever. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesdays through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson this evening in Talk Through the Bible by Bruce Wilkinson. So feel free to join us, and you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. At this time, I will play another selection. Praise God. After the selection, I will come back with our devotional message for this evening. Praise be God.
I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can.
Where you start, I am the one. and consider. When God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed, but racking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be.
Ooh. I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but. And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs to know that God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell him who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but one more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can be peace.
What do these people feel about killing innocent children? Amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message, which is entitled, The Leading Word. Praise God. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms chapter 43, verse 3. And it says, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. The writer says, you know the Lord speaks to you and shows you what to do through his word. He answers your questions, shows you what steps to take next, and give you understanding. This is why Psalms 119 105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You can know the Lord's plan because he reveals it to you through scripture. Amen? However, we can make the mistake thinking of God's word as a flashlight that passively sits on in our hands. We point it in front of us to make sense of what's ahead. But the light of scripture functions more like when God leads the people of Israel out of Egypt as a pillar of fire in Exodus 13:21. The Israelites did not direct him. Rather, he actively led them. Amen? You see, when you're using a flashlight, you can miss the path entirely. If you don't know where to point, but when God is a pillar of light ahead of you, he makes turns that often don't make sense, but that ultimately you get on the right road. Amen? So therefore, never treat your time in scripture as passive. Instead of saying, Lord, how can I solve my problem? Ask Jesus, lead me. Then you can follow his light wherever he takes you, certain you're on the right path. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message was an inspiration unto you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, lead us. Illuminate the path through your word. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. To God be the glory.
Lord, I can. Lord, I come.
Lord,
behind the music page and West Lucia says, you will never cease praising you, Father. For you will come as a full appreciation of your glory. For as long as we live to magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord with me, somebody. Forever we love you. Forever we live to worship you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus.
I live for you.
Praise God. It's now time for our daily bread for today, which is entitled Living Water. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation, where it says, on the last day, the climax of festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scripture declares, rivers of living water will flow from his heart. When he said living water, he was speaking of the Spirit who would be given to everyone believing in him. But the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet entered into his glory. To God be the glory. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Praise be to God. The text for this message is coming from John 7 and 37, and it says, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. The writer said, the cut flower came from equator by the time they arrived at my house. They were droopy and road weary. Instructions said revive them with a cool drink of refreshing water. Before that, however, the flower stems had to be trimmed so they could drink the water more easily. Amen. But would they survive? The next morning, I discovered my answer. The Equadian bouquet was a glorious sight, featuring flowers I had never seen before. Fresh water made all the difference. A reminder of what Jesus said about water and what it means to believers. When Jesus asked a Samaritan woman for a drink of water, implying he had excuse me, I'll start again. When Jesus asked a Samaritan woman for a drink of water, implying he would drink from what she fetched from the well, he changed her life. She was surprised by his request. Jews looked down on Samaritans, but Jesus said in John 4:10, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Amen. Later in the temple, he cried out, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. John 7:37. Among those who believe in him, rivers of living water will flow from within them. By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believe in him were later to receive in verses 38 through 39. God's refreshing Spirit revives us today when we are life weary. He's the living water dwelling in our souls with holy refreshment. May we drink deep today. Question. What areas of your life feel parched and dry? And what may be preventing you from asking Jesus to give you this living water? Amen. Think about those two questions. Let us pray. Loving God, when life leaves us road weary and thirsty, thank you for the gift of your Spirit, the living water who dwells in every believer. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that is our daily bread for this evening, living water. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Praise God.
Let me hear the worshiper! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Holy God, I know that you want me to be holy as you are holy, and I seek that with all my heart, but I also know I have fallen short in the past. I fall short of it in the present and will fall short of it in the future. In my finitiveness, I sin far too often. My sins of commission and sins of omission offend your beauty and purity. Forgive me for the worry, doubt, fear, anxiety, anger, and even lack of love in my heart at times. Cleanse me in your holiness. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. So again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson this evening in Talk Through the Bible by Bruce Wilkinson. So if you would like to join us, you can dial in 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. So at this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting. Praise God.
Should be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good. Y'all raise it with it. In a motion.
You provide fire. diamonds and rubies and gold. It's alright if you try to put me to the test. My God is greater and can more than handle your mess. Quicksand, uh-oh, he thought I was like, oh no. Just like in a millionaire, he threw me a lifeline. Then he pulled me from the darkest place, left me in the richest way. New life, new thought, new swag, I know you wish you had. Took me out when you had the chance. But God redeemed me and he gave me a chance to unlock the gates of hell. Your tactics can't prevail. What my God got for me, supersede the enemy.
Praise be to God. Again, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. I always give our speakers a 15-minute grace period, and after that, then I will come with something. Amen? So at this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting. Praise God.
Who is this that speaks of wisdom? You said, raise yourself and answer me. You said, did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no. And I don't deserve your glorious love is more than enough. What words could I use to explain? Forever I trust in your glorious love, your glorious love. Like thunder, you said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said that the Lamb will cover.
Forever I trust in your glorious love, your glorious. and is able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able. Amen.
Amen.
He's able. Hallelujah. Come to let you know that my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able, yeah. Oh, I come to let you know, oh, that my God is able. Yes, he is able to heal you now. Yeah. Yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of our power, he is able. Yes, he is. Yes, he is able to set you free, set you free, set you free, set you free. My God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able. Sing it to them, heaven. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. Set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, in spite of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying to for myself, and I know that He's able to heal you now. Yes, my God. I don't know what you're going through, but let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through. Yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head, but God is bigger. Hey, yeah. So I come to let you know tonight, there's nothing impossible.
Look at your neighbor, tell him he's able.
Able.
Don't say he's able.
Able.
He's able. No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I can't let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God. You are able, Lord. Unfortunately, our speaker for this evening will not be with us, so I will bring a short message this evening. Amen? So now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Genesis. And when you get there, go to chapter 6. Amen? And in Genesis chapter 6, we are going to read verses 8 through 10. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation where it says, "But Noah found favor with the Lord." This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, the only blameless person living on earth at the time, and he walked in close fellowship with God. Noah was the father of three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Amen. So now, let's go down to verse 22. We're still in Genesis chapter 6, and we're going to read verse 22. And it says, so Noah did everything exactly as God had commanded him. Amen. Praise God. Now turn over to chapter 7 and verse 5, where it says, so Noah did everything as the Lord commanded him. Amen. Now let's turn over to Genesis chapter 9, and we're going to read verses 20 through 29. Amen. Praise be to God. 20 says, after the flood, Noah began to cultivate the ground, and he planted a vineyard. One day he drank some wine he had made, and he became drunk and lay naked inside his tent. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw that his father was naked and went outside and told his brothers. Then Shem and Japheth took a robe, held it over their shoulders, and backed into the tent to cover their father. As they did this, they looked the other way so they would not see him naked. When Noah woke up from his stupor, he learned what Ham, his youngest son, had done. Then he cursed Canaan, the son of Ham. May Canaan be cursed. May he be the lowest of servants to his relatives. Then Noah said, may the Lord, the God of Shem, be blessed. And may Canaan be his servant. May God expand the territory of Japheth. May Japheth share the prosperity of Shem. And may Canaan be his servant. Noah lived another 350 years after the great flood. He lived 950 years, and then he died. To God be the glory. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearing, reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. So, Noah, the great hero of faith, got drunk, a poor example of godliness to his sons. Perhaps this story is included to show us that even godly people can sin and that their bad influence affects their families. Although the wicked people had all been killed, the possibility of evil still existed in the hearts of Noah and his family. Ham's mocking attitude revealed a severe lack of respect for his father and for God. Amen. So a homeless dog, a mixed breed, trotted imploringly up to a sentry outside St. James Palace. The ground was covered with snow, and the dog was cold and hungry. The sentry picked him up, fed him, and named him Jack. Jack became greatly attached to the sentry, whose regiment, the Scouts Guard, adopted him as a mascot. Jack went through the Crimean War with his master, always at his side on the battlefield. When his master fell, mortally wounded, Jack stood faithfully by until both were removed from the battlefield. Hearing of the splendid service recorded of the noble dog, Queen Victoria was deeply touched. She had a miniature Victoria cross made, which she had placed on Jack's collar. God also rewards his faithful people. Noah was a man who remained faithful to God during adverse circumstances. So let us learn some lessons on how to be faithful. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Holy Heavenly Father, open our eyes that we might behold the wonders of your grace. Help us to see your love for us and your love for others. Help us to respond to your grace and power, and help us to be instruments that communicate your love to others. Accept these tithes and offerings and bless them to the end that suffering will be relieved and that needs will be met, and that your name will be proclaimed to the ends of earth, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Amen. So, thank you, Lord. So my text for this message is coming from Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, where it says, "These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God." Amen. Praise be to God. And my title for this message is A Faithful Man. As I said, my message is very short, so I won't be before you too long. God be the glory. Give me 1 second to get this. Genesis 6. Here we go. 6. And 6. Okay. Praise be to God. Okay. We are ready now. To be faithful, one must be loyal to God. Others claim clamor for loyalty. The people in Noah's day lived apart from God. And Genesis 6 and 5 says, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continuously. People decide to walk in a different direction. God was deeply grieved over the people's sins. Wherever God looked, he saw corruption, violence, and departure from God's ways. Noah could have walked in the direction of the world. Without a doubt, the pull of the world was a strong factor. Faithful people must have a single-minded loyalty. The conjunction in Genesis 6 and 8, the conjunction, but of Genesis 6 and 8 introduces Noah as a different kind of person. He decided to be faithful to God. He was righteous and blameless, and he walked with God. He dared to be faithful to God when the majority moved in the other direction. Amen? Praise God. To be faithful, one must obey God's word. In Genesis 6, 11 through 21, so let's take a look at Genesis chapter 6, verses 11. Now God saw that the earth had become corrupt and was filled with violence. God observed all this corruption in the world, for everyone on earth was corrupt. So God said to Noah, I have decided to destroy all living creatures, for they have filled the earth with violence. Yes, I will wipe them all out along with the earth. Yes, Lord. Build a large boat from cypress wood and waterproof it with tar inside and out. Then construct decks and stalls throughout its interior. Make the boat 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Leave an 18-inch opening below the roof all the way around the boat. Put the door on the inside and build three decks inside the boat, lower, middle, and upper. Look, I am about to cover the earth with a flood that will destroy every living thing that breathes. Everything on earth will die, but I will confirm my covenant with you. So enter the boat, you and your wife and your sons and their wives. Bring a pair of every kind of animal, a male and a female, into the boat with you to keep them alive during the flood. Pairs of every kind of bird and every kind of animal and every kind of small animal that scurries along the ground will come to you to be kept alive. And be sure to take on board enough food for your family and all the animals. So Noah did everything exactly as God had commanded him. Praise be to God. Okay. In Genesis 6, 11 through 21, recorded God's instructions, which must have seemed strange to Noah. God told Noah about the end of the earth. God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Verse 13. Then the Lord commanded Noah in verse 14 in the NIV, make yourself an ark of cypress wood, make rooms in it, and coat it with pitch inside and out. The following verse recorded God's specific instructions to Noah regarding the ark. Furthermore, the Lord told Noah to gather two of every species of animals for the ark. Sometimes God's instruction seems strange to our ears. For example, he says to love instead of hate, turn the other cheek, the second mile, and overcome evil with good. God expects obedience. In spite of the unusual instruction, Noah obeyed. In Genesis 6 and 22, Noah did everything just as God commanded him. Noah obeyed in spite of ridicule. Spectators must have laughed at the idea of a great flood and the crazy concept of building an ark. Being faithful amid ridicule is difficult. When Nehemiah sought to build the walls of Jerusalem, his opponents belittled the efforts in Nehemiah 4, 1 through 4. And nevertheless, Nehemiah remained faithful, and the wall was finished. Praise be to God. To be faithful, one has to resist the world. The world has its attraction. Noah was a faithful man. The Old Testament scholars called him an extraordinary person. Even extraordinary people, however, are susceptible to becoming ordinary when they conform to the world. For a long time, Noah lived above the temptations of his time. But in a moment of weakness, he got drunk. The world must be resisted. The story of Noah's sin teaches us that temptation can defeat us. For many years, Noah resists the power of evil, but in a weak moment, he succumbed to the pull of the world. Temptation often strikes immediately after a great victory. One consistently needs to be aware of the susceptibility of yielding to temptation. Amen. The most remarkable concerning the old world is the destroying of it by the deluge or flood. We are told of the abounding iniquity of that wicked world, God's just wrath, and his holy resolution to punish it. In all ages, there has been a peculiar curse of God upon marriages between professors of true religion and its avowed enemies. The evil example of the ungodly partly corrupts or greatly hurts the other. Family religion is put an end to, and the children are trained up according to worldly maxim of the parent who is without the fear of God. If we profess to be the sons and daughters of the Lord Almighty, we must not marry without his consent. We will never give his... He will never give his blessings if we prefer beauty, wit, wealth, or worldly honors to faith and holiness. The Spirit of God strove with men by sending Enoch, Noah, and perhaps others to preach to them. By waiting to be gracious, notwithstanding their rebellions, and by exciting alarm and conviction in their conscience. But the Lord declared that his Spirit should not thus thrive with men always. He would lead them to be hardened in sin and ripened for destruction. This he determined on because man was flesh, not only frail and feeble, but carnal and depraved. Having misused the noble powers of his soul to gratify his corrupt inclinations, God sees all the wickedness that is among the children of men. It cannot be hid from him now, and if it be not repented of, it shall be made known by him shortly. The wickedness of a people is great indeed. When noted sinners are men renowned among them, very much sin was committed in all places by all sorts of people. Anyone might see that the wickedness of man was great, but God saw that every imagination or purpose of the thoughts of man's heart was only evil continually. This was the bitter root, the corrupt spring. The heart was deceitful and desperately wicked. The principles were corrupt, the habits and disposition evil. Their design and devices were wicked. They did evil deliberately, contriving how to do mischief. There was no good among them. God saw man's wickedness as one injured and wronged by it. He saw it as a tender father sees the folly and stubbornness of a rebellious and disobedient child, which grieves him and makes him wish he had been childless. The words here used are remarkable. They are used after the manner of men and do not mean that God can change or be unhappy. Does God thus hate our sin? And shall not we be grieved to the heart for it? Oh, that we may look on him whom we have grieved and mourned. God repented that he had made man, but we never find him repent that he redeemed man. God resolves to destroy man. The original word is very striking. I will wipe off man from the earth as dirt or filth is wiped off from a place which should be clean and is thrown to the dunghill, the proper place for it. God speaks of man as his own creature. When he resolves upon his punishment, those forfeit their lives who do not answer the end of their living. God speaks of resolution concerning men after his spirit had been long striving with them in vain. None are punished by the justice of God, but those who hate to be reformed by the grace of God. Amen. And my conclusion is, do you want to be recognized as a faithful person or an unfaithful person? Of course, you want to be faithful. To be faithful, you need to learn lessons from Noah. Be loyal to God. Obey God's word and resist the world. Amen. I hope and pray that this message was an inspiration unto you as it is to me. To God be the glory. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Amen. Of repentance. Salvation. To God be the glory. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church to continue your walk with Christ. Amen. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And let us all say amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. I want to thank all of my Facebook listeners, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, however you listen to pray one for another. We thank you. We appreciate you listening to our program and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. Our Lady Nate Wiggins will be back next week, God's willing, and all is well. So I just want to say tune in tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer and inspirational music. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a word from the Lord. Amen. So God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. We love you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Shalom, everyone. And on that, we're leaving out on heaven's doors.
Oh, chosen by God before the world was made. For the Lord has called you out of darkness into his glorious light of redemption. Let us pray. Repeat after me. Lord, I am sorry for my sins. I repent for my sins, and I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.